Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Marks and Freedom Tech Weekend. Welcome. I am at the airport right now. I was not able to stream on Friday like normal. I put out a message, hopefully you saw it, but I was at a hackathon this weekend, and so I didn't have time to do my stream. We were hacking constantly, either writing code, doing prompts, or sleeping, and that was basically it. So now I'm on a layover, and I found the quietest corner, which is really not very quiet, but I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm on airport Wi-Fi, which can be totally choppy and awful, so you might not be able to hear me. But I'm gonna stream out there anyways, and we'll do a very short stream today because I wanted to show off a couple tools that I've been wanting to try out for a while, and they came across my radar, and I thought this would be great to share. So we are gonna jump into it. Today we're talking about the feature on iPhones and other Apple devices called AirDrop, which allows you to share files without actually like texting them or doing some kind of network direct, well, not direct, but you're not like setting up some kind of special thing. You simply just like open the file, you hit share, and then the other person's device shows up and you just tap on their face, tap on their name, and it goes over to them. It's really cool functionality, but it only works with other Apple devices. And there are clearly other devices out there that aren't Apple. And so some wonderful people have made Freedom Tech open source solutions that could replace this so that you can interoperate with Android users, Windows users, Linux users, any other person, or really there's other older Apple devices that have a different version of AirDrop and you have to like change over to possibly see them, and sometimes it doesn't work. So there are alternatives, and I want to show those today. So let's jump in. We have three people streaming. Hello, welcome. I don't know how well this is streaming because I'm on airport Wi-Fi, but I'm going to share my screen and we'll talk about this just for a few minutes. It's going to be a very short episode today. All right, so let me click on this, hit share, and off we go. Sweet. Okay, so I wanted to show you two tools, Local Send and Magic Wormhole. So for those just joining, we're talking about AirDrop today, which is a feature on Apple devices where you can send a file from one person to the next. In fact, let's just look up really quick, because some people might not know about this feature, or their only exposure to this feature is when someone wanted to send them a file and you said, "I don't have an Apple device," and you got this like disgusted look from the user. We've all been there. I've been the disgusted looking. I've been the person giving the disgusted look before. Oof. My Wi-Fi is not great, especially with me streaming, so that's not going to pull it up. Okay, but what we have here is Local Send, which lets you share files to nearby devices, free open source cross-platform. Let's see if Maple's working. Explain the AirDrop feature to me on Apple devices. How does it work? Okay, so we're going to do that. Really, what AirDrop is it's like it's a Wi-Fi direct connection. That's the technicality of it. It uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to negotiate a connection with that device. It sets up a one-time thing, and you're able to send stuff back and forth, right? Yep. So it uses Discovery using Bluetooth Low Energy, and then it enables Wi-Fi. Yeah. So it transfers it wirelessly using Wi-Fi, but it doesn't actually need to connect to the Wi-Fi network. And this is where a lot of people get lost sometimes, is that you don't have to actually be on the same Wi-Fi network to send it. It just uses the technology of Wi-Fi and sets up a temporary connection using that technology. You can also do it over Bluetooth. I thought Bluetooth was just the discovery mechanism. The recipient's device will receive a notification asking if they want to accept the file transfer. The file will be transferred using Wi-Fi. There you go. Okay. So Local Send is an open source alternative to that, and so is Wormhole. And really, in my professional, non-professional, amateur opinion here is that Wormhole is for people who are a lot more technical and want to get lower level. It's a command line tool. You install it with things like Homebrew or other package managers, or you do it from source. Local Send is an app that you can download from all the different stores, right? So you can go download here, and you can pick your operating system that you're using, and you can download it and just run it, or you can use a package manager and install it locally. You can also get the source and build it that way. So both seem fine. One of the users on Twitter told me that Magic Wormhole is better than Local Send. I'm not in a place that I can verify that right now, but I think for a majority of users who want something that is an alternative to AirDrop, Local Send will be the one that you'll want to use because it just has an app you can install real easily. And if you have a friend that's on Android and you're on an iPhone and you want to send them a file, be like, oh, download Local Send, and then you'll send it to them, right? And done. And yes, that's an extra step. But in the future, if they have Local Send, it'll be easy just to send it to them. I am a mixed device person where I have an Android tablet, my daylight computer, but I also have a lot of Apple devices. And when I want to send stuff between them, so much easier to have an app that I can just use to send it across. So, do I think that Local Send will ever become pervasive enough that people will use it over AirDrop? Probably not. And that's okay. But locals will be that thing. Honestly, there's a time that I would have used this and that I will likely use this in the future with more, just normal average users. Oftentimes I'm involved in high school youth groups, and we will go to camping locations that have really bad Wi-Fi. But we still want to do different like activities with them where they go out on a scavenger hunt and they're getting a picture of like a certain kind of tree or rock formation, or there's all sorts of just different things. And it's like, do something silly over here and get it on video. And then what we do is we'll get back at night and we'll put together some kind of slideshow and we'll put it up on a projector while we're around the campfire. I get it. You're like, you're in the woods while using technology, but it's like, we're bringing these together. We're getting them out in the woods. They're experiencing nature, but also using technology. Having something like Local Send is really helpful because we don't have a connection to transfer all the files over the internet and then assemble them into one slideshow. We need to work offline, and Local Send can allow us to do that because not everybody has an iPhone and they're going to be taking pictures and filming stuff on an Android. Okay, so like I said, this is going to be a short stream today. Play around with it, know that it exists, and know that magic wormhole exists, and give it a try. Let me know if you've used it. Let me know if it works for you if you use it. And then also hit me up on Twitter and Oster, or even in the chat here about what you'd like to see on future episodes of Freedom Tech Weekend. We'll be back at our regular time next week, hopefully. Regular time next week. 15:30 UTC for Freedom Tech Weekend. All right. Thanks, everybody. That's it for today. We'll see you later.